Chapter 3, The Sad French Lesson. Mr. Hamel now picked up a French grammar book and started to teach. It all seemed so easy during that last lesson. I understood every detail which Mr. Hamel explained. Why didn't French seem so easy and interesting before? I asked myself. But I knew the answer. It was my last French lesson, and I regretted not taking every opportunity that I had had before. I continued to listen very carefully to that French lesson. Mr. Hamel explained the lesson very clearly and patiently. He had never taught a lesson so well before, I thought to myself. He is trying to teach us everything he knows in this final lesson. We continued our lessons. I was amazed at how easily I understood everything. The grammar lesson finished, and then we started writing. Mr. Hamel surprised us by giving us all new copies of France, Alsace, France, Alsace. Everyone quickly started writing. I had never seen so many hard-working students before. Everyone had their heads down, and the sound of pens on paper was the only sound to be heard. Students were usually distracted by even the smallest thing. However, when some beetles flew into the classroom, not one student looked at them today. It was very unusual. Soon after, some pigeons landed on the roof. They cooed to each other, and I thought, I wonder if the Germans will make the pigeons coo in German. That would be a terrible thing. I looked around the room some more. Every student was faithfully working at his or her desk. I looked at Mr. Hamel. He was sitting still in his chair. The only things he moved were his eyes. He looked intently at one thing in the room for a while before moving to the next thing. I'm sure it was a great shock to him. For 40 years it was the only classroom he had taught in. It was like his home, and now it was being taken from him. I watched Mr. Hamel look at all of the walls, windows, desks, and chairs. I'm sure he wanted to remember everything like it was now. Mr. Hamel looked through the windows into his garden. He had spent many hours tending the trees and flowers. I suddenly realized how painful this day must be for him. He had devoted his life to the school. In time, we finished our writing lesson and started our history lesson. I was very surprised at Mr. Hamel. He taught his last lessons with great passion. Many teachers would have just canceled school. Together, the class read the lesson and the village people in the back of the school followed along. I turned to look at them and I could see that some of them were crying. Perhaps they were crying over missed opportunities. Suddenly, the sound of a clock could be heard. It was the church clock striking 12 o'clock. At the same time, there was the sudden sound of Prussian trumpets. The soldiers had returned from their drills. They were now right outside the school windows. It was all too much for Mr. Hamel. He looked very pale and sick.
Villagers! Children! I...
he stammered. But Mr. Hamel couldn't finish his sentence. He then turned and walked toward the blackboard. He wrote on the board, "Vive la France!" He turned to face everyone in the classroom. He lifted his hand and gestured, "School is finished. You may go."